Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
A source told the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 The Score. I know those guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
Presenting the cold, refreshing mountains of Bush. The mountain. Symbol of all the good natural ingredients that go into Bush. Symbol of all the good natural taste that pours out. Always smooth and natural and refreshing. Bush after Bush after Bush.
As Bush hits one up the middle, base hit to center. A run is in, stopping at second, Morrell. Michael Bush with his second hit of the day. A sharp single right through the middle. That ball almost hit the pitcher in the foot. And the Cubs now lead 5-2.
He's been the brightest of spots of this incredibly impressive start to the season for the resilient Chicago Cubs. Michael Bush, 6 home runs on the year. He's hitting .317, getting on base 40% of the time.
Did you see the walk on Tuesday night off a lefty before Happ's grand slam?
Yes. Yes.
And that was when he could have tried to swing for the fences for the 6th homer in 6 days, and instead he drew a walk against a lefty.
Yeah, he seems very calm when he's up there. Just professional at bats, sees pitches, knows the zone. OPS plus of 189.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's monstrous.
And to the Texters, yes, they have canceled tonight's game. It will be a day-night doubleheader on Saturday.
Ken Rosenthal wrote about Michael Bush today, and it was a character-based anecdote. To your point about, like, the calmness and, like, the character of the man, which now Council has talked about and others have talked about, the Rosenthal anecdote was about how he was supposed to be at a charity event, but then he got traded to the Cubs. And Jacob Stallings, who's a fellow North Carolina grad and ball player, said, you don't have to come to the charity event now. It's okay. You should go to Cubs convention, which is this weekend. You're going to be a big leaguer.
Yeah.
And he was like, I feel bad about that or whatever. Like, so, you know, people are breaking out their Michael Bush material because he's doing so well.
It's a great story, and it's the Cubs have needed him desperately. The offense has been good overall, obviously, but as other guys have struggled and slumped, he really has not, and it's very impressive. So it's the type of thing that, I don't know, it gives you confidence in the front office and scouting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a trade win for Jed Hoyer. I know he says it's too early to say that, but so far it feels like a trade win.
And let's see how Jackson Ferris pans out. That's the Jackson, right? There's Jackson Churio, there's Jackson Holiday, there's Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Ferris.
Yes.
He was 19 or whatever when they traded
him. But
we
are in the era of MLB Jacksons. It's everywhere.
It's a popular name.
It really is.
Yeah.
We'll see how that pans out. But it does look like a win. And right now there's a new guy that the Dodgers have. They just called up a outfielder named Andy Pages, which is my favorite Traffic song, Andy Pages. But like, and people are like, I saw a Dodgers blog. Let's hope that what happened to Michael Bush doesn't happen to Andy Pages. So it's one thing for Dodgers fans and bloggers to be up in arms and saying, Michael Busch seems good. Why haven't we kept him? Why didn't we keep him? And there's been a fair amount of that. But I was talking to somebody last night who's very connected to the team and knows folks with the team. And there is some internal regret with the Dodgers about having maybe sold low on Michael Busch, or at least sold now on Michael Busch. And look, the Dodgers are fine. They've got a lot of really good hitters.
Yeah. They are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. But what's interesting is that...
But they're not perfect.
They're not perfect. And could they use Michael Busch? At what position? You know, when the Cubs traded for him, right around the time of the trade, Jed was quoted as saying, well, you know, from the Dodgers' perspective, when you got Hall of Famers at DH... And first base and second base, it's easier to trade. And that was Mookie Betts at second and Freeman.
Freddie Freeman,
and Shohei. But Mookie's been moved to short. At second base, they're playing Gavin Lux for the most part, who's been terrible offensively. Absolutely brutal. And I hadn't really realized it. Michael Busch played more games in the minors at second base than he did anywhere else.
That surprises me based on my long-held stance of not caring about minor league baseball and just watching these guys when they actually get to my team.
Yeah. Okay.
He doesn't really look like a middle infielder to me.
He played a lot of first in college at North Carolina, and then through the minors played very little first, like under 20 games at first base, played 240 games at second base. Now, maybe they're trying to work him out there and trying to get him good there.
Well, yeah, clearly.
But that's 200. That's a lot of games. So he could have played second base, and maybe he could still play second base somewhere along the way in his career. It doesn't look like the best, most natural first baseman as you watch him necessarily.
No, but that's kind of why I figured if he's not a very natural first baseman, how natural of a middle infielder could he be? Takes more range, takes more athleticism to play second than first.
Maybe a bat first middle infielder, but certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I'm just saying, if he played that much second, I would think that he would look better at first.
Different skill sets, right?
Well, I know, but a tougher defensive skill set.
Yeah, but different. Because remember, it's incredibly hard. Like, there are different hard things about first and the mindset of, at least he did play it in college and everything. But it's just, it's interesting to me that there is some regret within the Dodgers org, because I think the thought process has been, well, they got tons of guys like that. Because they do have a lot of guys like that. But
well, and the Jackson Ferris kid is a high ceiling. Like, if he hits, he's apparently a front of the rotation starting pitcher.
So, look, good baseball trade. But right now there are folks within the Dodgers who are like, man, we could have used him. He could be playing second base right now. Is Mookie's playing short? And we'll see what else happens, because not like Chris Taylor and Kike Hernandez are lighting it up as
part
of their outfield
mix.
They
don't need six more home runs. They have enough home runs. They have enough stars. They don't need another big bat. Yeah. Cubs needed a big bat.
Well, the Cubs got one. The Cubs got one, and Michael Busch is getting a lot of play nationally and within Dodgers circles, folks talking about that he's good. And I think it's been interesting as we've had a chance to talk to both Nico and to Jed about what differentiates Michael Busch from, say, Matt Mervis. I didn't say Matt Mervis specifically when we asked the question, but it was in my mind, like, why do some people who own AAA come up and do well and some people who own AAA do not? And they both said a version of pitch recognition. Dude can see.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that to the eye test, and the numbers obviously back it up. But the eye test, like, he knows the zone.
He knows the zone, and he knows what is a fastball and what is a breaking ball. And can see it fast and see it early. And that can set you up for a much more extended kind of success than a lot of other people. So damn good trade, it seems, right now.
We're going to play you a piece of audio and want to know if this feels like a blast from the past for you, even though it is very, very new. Next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.